The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show. Hey! Shad Olson Show.
But in fairness, Congresswoman Maria Salazar got there first. Salazar is a longtime news anchor from Miami who a little over a year ago was elected to Congress as a Republican. She now sits on the Foreign Affairs Committee. A week ago, a reporter from the Gray Zone asked Salazar what she thought of a no-fly zone. Here's what she said.
Do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free. Now, we made fun of that answer last week when we first showed you that clip. But now what we mocked is the consensus in Washington. We don't know what's going to happen. We've got to do it immediately. That's the argument you're hearing. At this point, no one wants to say it out loud, but it is true. At this point, a shooting war with Russia seems inevitable. How could war with Russia not be inevitable? Virtually everyone with power is for it.
Well, possibly, ladies and gentlemen, the interview that Tucker Carlson conducted on his program last night is the most important and the most elucidative in describing and being able to quantify exactly what it is that we're up against in the form of this this ruling class in Washington, D.C. I know that so many of you saw this. This just an absolutely terrifying moment in what it reveals about those that have been elected and are ruling over our heads. And what it portends and predicts about the destination of all of this in this conversation. Everything is just spinning out of control in regards to this this conversation about Russia and Ukraine and Vladimir Putin and all the rest of it. It is a study in the propagandization of the American people that began in earnest and with the absolute mastery of the technology that the ruling class has used against the American people. For nearly 100 years, Edward Bernays wrote the book Propaganda back in 1928. Edward Bernays wrote the book The Art of Public Relations in 1924. Those his two basically seminal canons describing, according to parapsychological and parasympathetic theory, the way that you can harness the instincts and the deepest subconscious desires of the human being and steer them in just about any direction that you wish by paying attention to just a few rudimentary principles, tapping into those, and then convincing your audience, your target audience, that those desires are best served by a given course of action. Edward Bernays, a lot of people credit Joseph Goebbels with being the godfather, the great-grandfather of propaganda in the modern age. Goebbels admits and said openly during his time in the Third Reich that it was actually Edward Bernays, the American Edward Bernays, who was responsible for his tutelage and his understanding and his mastery of using information, warfare, and propaganda to be able to steer the masses for political effect. Fascinating story. You ever have time to get into the framework and the blueprinting of how these concepts are used? The exact same methodologies are being used today, only they now have the framework and the infrastructure necessary to make these decisions and to manufacture consensus in the blink of an eye. We have social media and the internet and the transmission of these ideas, and everything just happens at the snap of a finger, and it is frightening how quickly consensus can be reached, even if the consensus is just blitheringly stupid gobbledygook, such as was spouted by Maria Salazar, the Florida congresswoman, on Tucker Carlson's program. And he heard her in that original soundbite right there. In fact, let's just roll that back and play it again. This conversation that she has with an independent journalist about the importance of a no-fly zone in Ukraine and what this would mean for the nation. She openly says she does not know what this would accomplish or what it would create or cause, but we need to do it anyway. Has no idea. I don't think she even knew at that point what a no-fly zone entailed, what it meant, what it required to install. I don't think she knew any of that, and we're going to illustrate it as we go through. But this interview encapsulates and illustrates the peril that the human race is in, because we have completely outkicked our coverage in the ability of our ruling class to understand the concepts that they're trying to use in these very real world conflicts with measurable and absolutely finite and quantifiable consequences. One of the things that was so interesting to me about the interview and the exchange between Tucker and Maria Salazar last night is her absolute unwillingness to deal with absolutes. Her absolute unwillingness to even entertain the possibility that a given course of action might be a bad idea, because there might be consequences that are actually worse than what it is that the ruling class, quote unquote, is trying to solve in this situation with Ukraine. There are times, ladies and gentlemen, when I believe the 19th Amendment is responsible for just about everything that we face and everything that we struggle with in this modern age. Because if you are of a genetic predilection that makes you utterly susceptible to emotionality of argument, you have absolutely no business in leadership. And I'm very sorry, ladies, but Maria Salazar proved once again that very frequently, the fairer sex is very susceptible to the emotionality of argument, and they don't have any ability for the logic and the inductive and deductive reasoning that's required to make decisions that may or may not result in thermonuclear war. I'm not going to say any more about that at the moment, but let's listen to Maria Salazar as she just rushes headlong into the emotionality of, yes, let's have a no-fly zone in Ukraine, just as Hillary Clinton wanted a no-fly zone in Syria, because they know this is an absolute on-ramp. Hillary knew what she was asking for. Hillary, when she was in Syria, when she was calling for a no-fly zone in Syria to control the skies and to shoot down Russian MiGs, Hillary knew exactly what that would lead to. Maria Salazar has absolutely no clue. Here's the exchange again.
Everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
Of course we have to shoot down Russian planes. Of course we need a no-fly zone in Ukraine. I don't know if it'll lead to thermonuclear war, World War III. I don't know if it's going to lead to that, but we absolutely have to do this anyway. Should have sent chills down your spine to hear somebody as out of touch with reality as anybody you could possibly hear, advocating passionately and persuasively for something that she clearly, very clearly, does not understand. She had the chutzpah, though, to come on with Tucker Carlson and double and triple and quadruple down on her idiocy and her lunacy and her total ignorance of all things foreign policy. And that is what happened on the program last night. Let's go ahead and play that as we go through.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, yes. So since you have called for war with Russia, how do you think that war, once it begins, would play out?
I think that's a hypothetical question. I think that we should concentrate, Tucker, in what does.
And just stop it right there. Immediately, she waves his hand. She waves her hand dismissively at Tucker when she says, "That's a hypothetical question. I don't have to answer that because, well, that's a hypothetical question." And then we would soon find out that would become the defense du jour all the way through this interview. Whenever confronted with information or whenever asked to make a logical deduction about what the policy would actually entail and where it would lead in regards to Ukraine and Russia, well, Maria Salazar just simply said that it was like invoking the Fifth. That was a hypothetical question, even when it very clearly was. There's nothing hypothetical about sitting and wargaming scenarios and potential and likely outcomes of a given policy. And again, if emotionality is your only argument, please, these people have no business in government, much less on the Foreign Affairs Committee in Washington, D.C.
Ask Congress today.
I'm in no way trying to cut you off, but I can't let you lie over that. You said we should shoot down Russian planes. That's, of course, war. Since you've called for that, and you are a member of Congress. You just said that on the tape we played.
That was taken out of context because I said of
that was taken out of context, she says. How in the world, how do you remove or how do you add any sort of inaccurate context to the notion of a no-fly zone? So already she's lying, she's spinning, she's just completely out of her depth, but she's revealing the shallowness of the argument and the emotionality of those who are in charge of this propaganda infusion into the mass media masses in this mass mental illness era in the United States. The post-reality era is fully in effect, and so everybody is swallowing this absolute gobbledygook about the compassion and the virtuousness and the goodness of people who want to protect Ukraine from the Russians, even if that sparks a world war that destroys everybody on the planet. Be compassionate, but what did Donald Sutherland say in Outbreak? Be compassionate, but maybe let's try to be compassionate globally. That would be a very good thing. That's an ability that completely escapes the likes of Maria Salazar.
Of course, that I know what that means. I was that interview was not very well conducted, and that's why I'm here, because I want to clarify my position. Okay. And my position is that we should not take the no-fly zone off the table. But before that, that's two. We need to do one. And one is to give Zelensky exactly what he's asking for. No troops on the ground. Let's give him the MiG and the S-300, what he needs to defend his own airspace. So he will create his own no-fly zone. And that's
Just stop it right there. She calls for, we need to give Zelensky an S-300 missile defense system. It's very interesting when an elected representative of the Congress in the United States is advocating giving Zelensky Russian weaponry. There's just so many ways. I commented to somebody last night that this was very similar to watching what you might expect out of Celine Dion in a foreign policy debate. Well, at this point, I think I would take Celine Dion over Maria Salazar for her foreign policy acumen. just listening to her, it was very similar to maybe it's the speech patterns, I don't know what it was, but the vacuousness and the obvious disconnect from reality. Yeah, let's have a no-fly zone in Ukraine. Very soon to be a no-life zone on the rest of planet Earth. These war-hawking, war-mongering, neoconservative idiots, they have accomplished, in just a span of a couple of weeks, they have bonded and welded the two parties back together in an insoluble bond that shows us once again just how badly we are compromised in this nation. War hawks of the world have united against us, and will be very lucky if they don't just burn the entirety of the planet. That to cover up their sins. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.
I think we should have done months ago. It's embarrassing that this guy, this president, who is under the bullets, has come to Congress to beg for us to give him something that we should have done long time ago.
Okay, let me be clear. When you say we should give President Zelensky what he's asking for, he demanded today, I think you were there, that the United States enforce the no-fly zone. So you are for denying him that.
Well, but he also said, and then we can give you alternatives. So since we know that that should not be taken off the table, and I repeat it, I do believe that we should go to plan A, which is to give them all the military weapons that he's asking for.
Repeat after me. One world government is coming. One world government is coming. One world government is coming. The nation state is obsolete. One world government will improve the lives of everyone on Earth. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
Conservative legend Phyllis Schlafly. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Hello, Chad. Always good to talk to you.
Former presidential advisor, author, and comedian Ben Stein. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
How are you, sir? And I appreciate those very kind words, and I'm humbled.
Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Great to be talking to you again, Chad. Happy New Year, since we haven't spoken yet this year.
International evangelist and author Ray Comfort. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Well, thank you for having me on. You've set the bar fairly high there, Chad.
Author and international television host Sid Roth. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Oh, it's my privilege, Chad.
South Dakota Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
It's a privilege to be with you, Chad, and hello to all the listeners. Thank you for having me on.
Radio and television host Todd Friel. Welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
Dude, you are as smooth as butter. I am so glad to meet you. I'm so glad you're there.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
From award-winning journalist and author Chad Olson comes the all-new book, Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. An old man building a ladder to the stars and hiding a deadly secret for his enemies. A social media mogul's last day on Earth and a dire warning for our future. A mysterious salesman offers a housewife a new chance at happiness. Will she leave it all behind for true love? Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. One critic writes, if Ray Bradbury and O. Henry had a literary love child, they might write like Chad Olson. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. 30 powerfully humanizing short stories in a page-turning portrait of the human heart. Available now at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and at select booksellers near you. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Chad Olson. Your adventure awaits.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.